Jija,
Samal Kidja.
As you can see, this is a very enthusiastic bunch. Michael, did you cut my mic off? I'm your host Vidya, and this is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid, the amazing preschool and after school program. Before we begin, remember you can listen to the show in three ways: on the radio, of course, and then you can go to radiozindagi.com and click on the live radio button. You can also download the free Radio Zindagi mobile app. And if you want to participate on the show, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. So we have three very rambunctious second graders in the studio with me today, because it's the first week of the month, and the first week of the month is always the second graders show. And I love having the second graders on my show because they are not nervous at all. Somehow the nervousness gene doesn't kick in till third grade. So second graders are just out here to have a lot of fun, and have three really bright kids with me in the studio today. But before I introduce them, let's first go over the rules. Normally, we have three segments of 10 questions each, so a total of 30 questions on three different topics. Today, there's a small change because in one of our sections, we have, I think, 8 questions, and the other question in the other category, we have 12. And that's because I could not find enough questions that the second graders could answer in one of my topics. So today's categories are rhyming word pairs, animals beginning with R, and color. So we will check which category the kids want to go first on. But I just want to tell them the rules one more time. Each correct answer gets 10 points on the first try. If the question passes, the answer gets 5 points. Wrong answers get minus 5. If the question comes to you because the first person couldn't answer, you can say pass, and passing doesn't get you any penalty. Okay, so you can say pass, but I always encourage kids to guess, because after all, this is a fun game. There is nothing big happening, so you should absolutely try and guess. For the kids listening at home, as usual, I will have a listener question at the end of each round. So do keep listening and answer the question for a chance to win prizes. And you'll see today one of our contestants is a very regular caller in on the show. And I'm really glad that he finally made the transition from calling in on the show to being in the studio. And we'll introduce him in a minute. But first, let's meet our first contestant today. His name is Aryan. Welcome to the show, Aryan. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Aryan, and I'm 7 years old, and I go to Forest Park Elementary School.
Awesome. Who's your teacher?
Miss Likens.
You like her?
Yeah.
She has a name that sounds like you should like her. And tell me what you do after school.
We do our homework, then at 4:30 we go outside to play and come back in and do our packets, like these assessments. Like,
my goodness, you're working very, very hard. Are you in second grade or in high school? Yeah, what packets do you do? Advanced math? Are you doing calculus, algebra?
No, it's just like math, then English a little bit part, and then it's over. Like, there's packet 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh my goodness, this is a very hardworking Aryan. What do you do for fun other than play? What do you play? Do you bike?
No, I play piano.
You play piano? But what about running around?
Yeah, I sometimes run around with my friends and do relay races.
Awesome. So that was Aryan. Our second contestant is someone whose name is going to be very familiar to you. His name is Nishant. Welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Nishant. I'm 7.5 years old. I go to James Leach Elementary School. I'm in second grade, and I'm in room 14. My hobbies are reading, drawing, and playing piano.
Awesome. So Nishant was super well prepared, and you know why? Because he's been listening to
me. And I also like to play with my Legos.
Oh, yeah. Do you do Lego robotics?
I love Legos. Sometimes.
Yeah. So our two boys both like Legos, and maybe one day we'll have a Lego-themed quiz. What do you say?
Cool.
Yeah, but then I would have to learn up, because I know nothing about Legos. All right, our third contestant is wondering which cage of monkey she has come into. Her name is Dia. Hi, Dia. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm Dia. I'm 7 years old. I go to Ardenwood Elementary.
Tell me what you do after school.
After school, I go to Safari Kids, and I do my homework. After I'm done, I get my packet out, and I start working on it. Then I go out for free play.
Oh, you do have free play. Thank goodness. I was beginning to think I would have to have a chat with your parents.
And then my parents pick me up, and I go back.
And when you get back home, what do? Who is singing? Who's our singer? Is it Aryan? Aryan, you have to let Dia finish her talking, right? Yeah, because that's a polite thing.
And then I play with my brother. Sleep.
So you have to speak right into the mic. If you turn your face away, sometimes our listeners can't hear you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So good. So Dia is one of our very, very hardworking children. And I see these second graders are doing so much more than I did when I was in second grade. Because when I was in second grade, I don't think I did a lot. I think I played most of the time. These kids are going to rule the world someday. Awesome. So we have Aryan, Nishant and Dia today. And let's see. We have three categories. As I said, we have rhyming word pairs. We have animals beginning with R. And we have colors. So shall we start with our colors round?
No. R.
Okay. Everybody's prepared. For animals beginning with R. And that is our shortened round because I think we have only 8 questions there.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's start with animals beginning with R. Everybody hands on buzzers. Question number 1. Nocturnal animal that looks like it's wearing a mask.
Raccoon.
That's Nishant saying raccoon. 10 points to Nishant. Good job. Question number 2. Animal that wanted to be a chef in a Pixar movie.
Rooster.
That is not correct. -5 for you. Give me that 10 points back. Question passes to Dia. Dia, animal that wanted to be a chef in a Pixar movie.
Rat
is right. And 5 points to Dia. Good job. Question passes to her, then passes to you. Okay? It goes like this. Okay. Question number 3. What a magician pulls out of a hat?
Rabbit
is right, but he buzzed in first. See his color.
Mine doesn't work. I pressed it.
Okay, can you press your buzzer so I can check? Yes, it does work. He's just buzzing faster.
Can I try mine?
Yes. Yes, yours is working too. I think he's just buzzing really fast. Okay. Question number 4. Slithering creature that owe me -5. Question passes because I said animals beginning with R. So question, no, don't buzz. Question passes to Nishant.
Pass.
Question passes to Dia.
Rattlesnake.
Our calm girl knows the answer. Good job. Remember, these are all answers will all begin with the letter R. Question number 5. Santa Claus's sleigh is run by these animals.
Reindeer.
Reindeer is right. Nishant is just super fast at buzzing. He passed. You owe me -5. Right. Question number 6. Animal with a horn on its nose and a thick skin.
Rhino.
Rhino is right. Nishant buzzed in for Nishant. Wait till I call your name. How about that? All right. Question number 7. One kind of this sea creature delivers a sting with its tail.
Stingray.
Stingray. Ray is right. 10 points. And question number 8. This animal goes cock-a-doodle-doo.
Rooster.
Wait. Aryan buzzed in first. What's your answer, Aryan?
Rooster.
Rooster is right. He finally buzzed in one ahead of time. Awesome.
Five.
That's right. Honest boy. Thank you. And my goodness, that was a rowdy round. And we've come to the end of the round because I only had 8 questions and I'm making it up in the colors round. So don't worry. You will still have 30 questions to answer. Now time for our first listener question, 510-770-1550. Mike, you can turn down the kids' volume, mics. Thank you. And our first question is, in the animals beginning with an R, this is a brown bird with a red chest. A brown bird with no answers in the studio. This is for the kids at home. All right? Okay, let's go to our first caller.
Hi,
you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sabina. The answer is Robin.
Thank you, Sabina. Are you enjoying our rowdy second graders round today? Oops. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Isha, and the answer is a Robin.
Is that Nisha or Isha?
Isha.
Got it. Uh-huh. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Yes, what's your name?
My name is Venus.
Hi, Venus. And what's your answer?
My answer is Robin.
Thank you, Venus. Kids in the studio, can we please have a little bit of silence so I can hear who's calling in? Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashish, and the answer is Robin.
Is that Ashish?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Ashish. New caller. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Dia and the answer is Robin.
Is there another Dia?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, Dia. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arjun from San Francisco and the answer is Robin.
Thank you, Arin. I hope to see you on the show sometime. You're such a regular caller. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav and the answer is Robin.
Thank you, Madhav. Next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Iknur and the answer is Robin.
Hi, Iknur. Let's go to our last two callers. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam and the answer is Robin.
Thank you. And our last caller is... Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anoop.
Anoop?
And my answer is Robin.
Thank you, Anoop. And Anoop was the last caller. I know we have a few callers waiting on the line, so don't worry. We have two more questions after our next two rounds. We're going to take a break now. When we return from our break, we'll see how the kids in the studio have been doing and also who the first winner was. And that winner is going to be picked by Dia. Jieja,
Sawal Jieja!
Jieja,
Sawal Jieja!
This is the Safari Quiz Show and I think today Michael and I are completely outmatched by the second graders we have in the studio today. We have three boisterous, rambunctious, enthusiastic, not nervous at all second graders, Aryan, Nishant and Dia, and we are having a lot of fun today in our show. We just finished our first category, which was animals beginning with R. But before we go to see how the kids did in that category in terms of points, let's see who won our first listener question by raffle. The winner was picked by Dia and she's going to announce it. Go ahead, Dia.
The winner of the first listener question is Iknur.
Iknur wins again. How does he do it? Iknur, do you have telepathy with the contestants in the studio? Because that's awesome. But you know what to do. I'm not even going to tell you what to do. But for everybody's reference, our call-in number is 510-770-1550 and our email to get in touch with us is safariquizshow@gmail.com. So let's see how the kids in the studio did. Aryan, how many points did you get?
5 points.
And Nishant, how many points did you get?
I got 45 points.
45 points. And Dia, how many points did you get?
10.
Dia got 2 rebuttal points because I think she's buzzing in but not as quick enough. Nishant has a very high-risk strategy of pressing the buzzer before he hears the full question. But because he does know a lot, he does tend to answer the question right, and he wants to add another hobby to his list of hobbies. Nishant, what is that hobby?
I also like to quiz.
Also likes to quiz. So Nishant, I can see he's going to be a regular on our show, right, Nishant?
Yep.
There you go. All right, ready for our second category, which is colors. And because the previous category had only 8 questions, this category has 12. All right, everybody, hands on their buzzers. Get ready. Question number 1. A stop sign is this color.
Red.
Aryan, I know you know the answer, but you can't blurt it out. In fact, nobody can tell me the answer till I say who buzzed in first, because that way the listeners don't know, right? So, Nishant did buzz in first. He did answer correctly. He gets 10 points. Question number 2. Eggplants were once white. Okay, Nishant, what's
purple.
The answer? Purple is right. Now, they're this color. All right. Question number 3. The American flag's 3 colors.
Red.
That would be Dia.
Red, blue, and white.
Red, white, and blue. 10. Good point. Good job, Dia, beating the buzzer. Okay. Question number 4. Yes, everybody, please speak into the mic. The boys have no problem, but Dia, speak into the mic. Okay. Question number 4. The two colors of a. Go ahead, Nishan.
Pass.
5 points, please. Of a Bengal tiger are. Yes. Dia.
Black and orange.
Black and orange. Very good. 10 points. Question number 5. Chlorophyll makes plants this color.
Green.
Yeah, Aryan got it first. Green. Very good. Question number 6. Color of an egg yolk. That would be Dia.
Yellow.
Yellow is right. 10 points. I see the kids are getting into the buzzer game. Good job. All right. Question number 7. Jeans are classically this color.
Blue.
Blue is right. Nishant got it. All right. Awesome. Traffic cones are this color.
Orange.
No, that is Dia.
Orange.
Orange is right. 10 points to Dia.
Hair color buzzer.
All right. Question 9. Flamingos eat a kind of...
Pink. Pink.
No, pink is right.
Oh, pink, good.
Yeah, it's a colors, remember? All right. Michael, I think you need to be mic'd in so the listeners can hear how much fun you're having right now. Question number 10. I almost expected somebody to buzz in before I started. Okay, question number 10. Highest degree of belt in karate? That would be Dia.
Red.
No, that is not correct. Question passes to Aryan. Highest degree?
Black.
Black is correct. Here you go. Yes. Question number 11. An emerald is typically this color.
Green.
Green is right. 10 points to Nishant. Good job. Super quick. When we say something is crimson, what color are we talking about?
Skin color.
That is not correct. 5 points. When we say crimson, what color are we talking about? Question passes to Dia. What is crimson? What kind of a color is it?
It's like a red.
Red is right. There you go. And that is our 12th and final question. And now kids' mics down because otherwise the listeners are going to hear them. This question is not for you kids. Okay, so no answers. This question is for our listeners. And our call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And Michael, since our kids in the studio are really zapping through this, let's, why don't we do a few more than 10 this time? Yeah? All right. The Statue of Liberty is made of copper, which turned this color after a few years. This is not a question for you, darling. Michael, was this mic down? It wasn't. Oh,
hello?
That's not. Yes, hi. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Sabina.
Yes, Sabina. And your answer is?
Turquoise. Turquoise is green.
Okay, thank you, Sabina. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja.
Yes, Pooja, and what's your answer? Kids in the studio are very quiet.
Answer is green.
Thank you, Pooja. Aryan, Nishant, I need you to be absolutely quiet because we are going. We can talk during the break. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Aryan, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arnav. The answer is copper. The answer is green.
Arnav. Thank you, Arnav. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is green.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Misty, and the answer is green.
And did I get that right? Your name is Lippy? Lippy?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam and the answer is green.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayushi and I think the answer is green.
Thank you, Ayushi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav and the answer is turquoise.
Thank you, Madhav. That's a very refined answer. Madhav says turquoise, as did Sabina. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is turquoise.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ignore, and the answer is turquoise green.
Thank you, Ignore. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anoop.
Anoop, yes, Anoop.
And my answer is green.
Thank you, Anoop. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Isha, and the answer is green.
Thank you, Isha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ria, and my answer is light green.
Thank you, Ria. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Yash and the answer is green.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, is anybody there? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes. Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Shraddha.
Hi, Shraddha. And what's your...
And my answer is teal.
Teal. Wow, that's a lovely term for a color. Beautiful. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Mama? Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. What's your name?
My name is Hina and the answer is green.
Is that Hina?
Yes.
Hina. Ah, nice. I'm glad we extended this round, Michael, because we're getting a few more new callers. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
New caller slot.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti, and the answer is turquoise.
Turquoise is Stuti. Okay, let's go to our last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Bubbly, and the answer is turquoise.
Is that Shabri?
Bubbly.
Bubbly. Okay, got it. All right, so that was our last caller for this round, and we extended it a little bit beyond 10 because we had a little bit of time. So we're going to take a break now, and this time the winner is going to be picked by Nishant. We had three answers, turquoise, teal, and green, but because this is the second graders round, I would have been completely okay with green as the answer, but all three answers I will accept. So all of you are entered into the raffle, and we'll see who wins after the break. Jieja. Savai.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jija Saval.
Jija.
All right. We're back with the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host, Vidya, here with producer Michael and three very, very smart second graders, Aryan, Nishant, and Dia. And before we see who got how many points, Nishant has picked the winner for the second round, and he's going to read it out loud.
The winner for the second listener question is Hina.
Hina. I believe Hina is a new caller, so congratulations. So Hina, write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to write me your name, your address, the question you answered, and the answer. And please send it to me by today. I need you to send me the email today itself, because if it comes in too late, then we won't be able to give out the prize. So if you're listening to the show, please write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com right away and give me all the details so we can get your prize across to you. All right, so let's see how the kids are doing in the studio after two rounds. Our first contestant is Aryan. Go ahead, Aryan.
Let's see.
My name is Aryan.
Who's that? Oh. Shh,
hi, my name is Aryan and I go to Forest Park Elementary School.
All right, tell me how many points you got.
I have 30 points right now.
Awesome. We still have a round to go, so anybody's game. Nishant, how many points do you have?
Hi, my name is Nishant.
No, you don't have to tell.
75 points.
All right, Nishant has 75 points. What about you, Dia? She did well in the last round.
I have 50 points right now.
Awesome. So this is anybody's game. We still have 10 questions to go in our last category. So I know it's a little confusing, so I'll explain it again. This category is called rhyming word pairs. Okay. Rhyming word pairs, which means I will want two words from you for each answer. Two words for each answer, and they have to be rhyming.
In a sentence?
No, you don't have to tell me in a sentence. Just tell me the two words, rhyming words. All right, got it? Let's try with our first question. You use this to buy something that a bee makes. Go ahead.
Honey money.
That wasn't you. It was Aryan.
Money
and honey. Very good. 10 points to Aryan. Just make sure your color buzzes first, okay? Question number two. Dr. Seuss character wearing...
Cat in the hat.
Wearing this. I wanted two words.
Hat.
Yeah, I'm going to give you this time, but next time if you make a mistake, Nishant, I won't be able to give you the points, okay? All right. Question number three. If you don't get this baked apple dish, you might weep. Go ahead, Aryan. If you don't get this baked apple dish, you might weep. You didn't get it. Minus five. Let me have your 5 points. Question passes to Nishant.
Do I have to buzz?
No.
The answer is pie and cry.
Very good. Good job.
Yay, I have 80 points. I mean, it's 90.
All right, question number four. This color associated with girls could be the color of liquid in a pen. Aryan.
Pink.
And two words.
And...
Okay, five more points from you, and the question passes to Nishant.
Pink ink.
Pink ink is right. I know, Dia, you're getting not getting to buzz first, and Nishant is hitting it before, because that's how the questions pass, okay? All right. Question number five. I use this part of my face to look up at the moon, which is up here.
Eyes and light.
Question passes to Nishant.
Wait, I correct light.
Eye sky.
Wait. Eye sky.
Wait, that's mine. Oh.
Here you go. All right.
No, this is not mine. Oh, you.
I took 10 from you. Oh. I took 10 from you and gave you back 5. Whew. Question number 6. Eating healthy this makes you feel well. Dia.
Eating
healthy this makes you feel well.
Okay. Pass.
5 points from you. Question passes to Aryan. Eating
what?
Healthy this makes you feel well. You can say pass if you don't know.
Eating healthy this makes you feel well. Vegetables.
What's it? I need two rhyming words, remember? Okay, question passes to Nishant.
Eat beet.
No, that's not correct. 5 points. And the answer is eating healthy food makes you feel good.
Oh.
Okay. Question number 7. You can either ride this two-wheeled vehicle or walk up the mountain. Ride this two-wheeled vehicle or walk up a mountain. Too late. Okay. You have to give me 5 points.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Question passes to
Bicycle Arya. And tricycle.
That is not correct. 5 points from you. Question passes to Nishant.
Bike hike.
There you go. Very good. All right. Question number 8. You really, really like what you wear on your hands on a cold day. Dia. Wait.
Huh? Me? Yeah.
Dia.
She didn't even buzz.
You didn't?
I did.
Did you? Yeah, she did. And her buzzer buzzed first. So let's give her a chance.
So what was the question again?
You really, really... I'm going to give you just 2 seconds after I mention this because we wasted some time there. You really, really like what you wear on your hands on a cold day.
Gloves and...
Five more points from you. Question passes to Aryan. You really, really like what you wear on your hands on a cold day. On your hand on a cold day. Okay, question passes to Nishant.
Pass.
It's love, glove.
Aww.
You should have got that. Okay, question number 9. You go shopping to this place with many stores to buy a round plaything.
Homo. Huh, what was the question again?
You didn't get it right is what was the question. So, give me 5 points. You go shopping to this place with many stores to buy a round plaything. Question passes to Dia.
Mall.
Five points. No. Question passes to Aryan. You have to give me 10. I'll give you 5 back. Here you go. Aryan.
Pass.
And the answer is mall ball.
I was gonna stop.
I should have said.
You should have
it.
Said
I
it.
Have said
okay.
That. Question number 10.
Yeah. Last question. A witch rides this, but you can clean this place with it.
Broom.
And?
Room.
Room. Very good. She finally clicked. It all clicked. Woo! And that's the end of our rhyming pairs. How did you like this round? It was a new kind of round that we did. We've never done it before. Did you have fun with it?
Yeah.
Can I do it in the future again?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. So we are going to now go to our listener question. It's our last listener question for this episode. And this episode is coming to an end. Remember, we are still talking about rhyming word pairs. And 510-770-1550 is our call-in number. 510-770-1550. Last question in our listener challenge. Kids, no answers. And I mean it. No answers. You count this woolly animal to help you with this. You count this woolly animal to help you with this. And no answers in the studio, please, kids. We don't want to give it away to our listeners. All right, let's go to our first call. Hi, you're on the air. Next caller, Michael. Hi, you're on the air. Who's on the call? Hello?
I don't know.
Okay, next call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Imran.
Imran?
And I am 8, and I think the answer is Red Robin.
Ooh, that is the answer to our first listener question, Imran. That's too late. Our question now is, you count this woolly animal to help you with this, and we need a rhyming word pair. Let's go to our next caller, Michael. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Dia, and my answer is sheep.
Two words. I need two words. Two rhyming words. You count this woolly animal.
My answer is sheep and sleep.
All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes. Turn the radio down, please.
Hello, my name is Sharia, and the answer is sheep and jeep.
Sheep and jeep. That is okay. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Eden, and my answer is sheep and sleep.
What's your name again?
Eden.
Eden. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Rishti, and the answer is ram and ham.
Ram and ham. All right. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anoop, and my answer is sheep, sleep.
Thank you, Anoop. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Isha, and the answer is sheep and sleep.
Thank you, Isha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ragini, and my answer is sheep and sleep.
Thank you, Ragini. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arnav, and the answer is sheep and sleep.
Thank you, Arnav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anya, and the answer is sheep and sleep.
Thank you, Anya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kirtana, and the answer is sheep and sleep.
Thank you, Kirtana. And we have two more callers. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kirti, and the answer is sheep and creep.
Sheep and creep. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is sheep and creep.
Okay, let's go to our last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes,
go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, what's your name?
My name is Audie, and I think the answer is sheep and jeep.
Thank you. I will take one more caller, Michael, because the phones have really lit up. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam, and the answer is sheep and sleep.
Okay, so that was our last caller for today, for this episode. I know we still have a lot of people who are trying to call in. I'm really sorry you couldn't get through. But please tune in again next week for another episode, and soon we'll have a listener challenge as well, where I think our listeners get to answer a lot of questions. Take a quick break. When we come back, we'll see our winner today, as well as a winner of our last listener questions. Jeja.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jeja, welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with second graders Aryan, Nishant and Dia. And we've come to the end of today's round and are ready to find out who the winners are. First of all, the winner of the third listener question has been picked by Aryan, and he's going to announce it over the air.
The third listener question winner is Dia.
Dia! Woohoo! We have a Dia on the phone as well, who is a winner today. That's awesome. So Dia, please write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com today. I want your email in today, safariquizshow@gmail.com. With your name, your address, your the question and the answer that you got right. And what was the question and the answer? We had sheep and sleep. That was the answer of our last rhyming word. You count this woolly animal to help you with this. You count sheep to help you sleep. All right. So from our correct answers, our winner was Dia. And let's see how the kids in the studio have been doing. They took a lot of guesses this time and got stymied on quite a few of them. So Aryan, how many points do you have?
20.
Aryan has 20 points. Nishant, how many points do you have?
I have 95 points.
95. And Dia, how many points do you have?
I have 45 points.
All right, so our today's winner is Nishant. Let's give him a big round of applause. Woohoo! Good job, Nishant. And Nishant has expressed an interest to come here and be on our shows with some of our more older kids, some of our older graded kids, maybe. But Nishant, if you do, I think you would do very well. So do consider it. And that would be great. And do, and for all of you listening, if you want to be a part of the show and you can see how much fun the kids had today, write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com saying you would like to participate along with your name and your grade, and we'll try and fit you in. And with that, we come to the end of today's show. It was produced by Michael and Anu, and the theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiye Ja, Sawal Jiye Ja.